KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And that's the thing. I feel so bad. You know, I have two kids who are young enough that they don't qualify for the vaccines. They're not old enough for that at this point. And we're going to make them, just the two of them, wear a mask while the rest of us run around without one. I mean, that's the hardest thing, to ask them to sacrifice when we're not. And it's been hard enough to ask them to give up so many things to this point. I mean, that's the quandary that this kind of puts us in.
But you know what? By June, nobody was going to be wearing masks.
And Scott Gottlieb, at the end of that screed by some lefty journalist, who's, of course, putting aside the fact that the kids were perfectly fine throughout the COVID, and there was no need for 95% of the measures taken that affected kids. That eloquent little 10-year-old that is just so terrific. We'll play him maybe next segment, talking about his school's restrictions on COVID, or because of COVID.
I don't know this person.
Oh, it's fabulous. Oh, as long as we're talking about, why not COVID and all? Give me clip 14 there, Sean, would you?
Because in Nevada, they've announced some Vegas strip clubs will be offering vaccines. Specifically, Larry Flint's Hustlers Club will offer vaccinations on Friday, May 21st, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's right, 4 p.m. For the first time in history, you can tell your loved ones, well, I'm off to the strip club in daytime because I'm acting responsibly.
All right. So, Jack, I'm trying to decide which sort of screenplay to write here. Is it just chronological?
So I'm trying to track with everything we just played, and it's all mushing around in my head. So
let's clarify.
Dr. Gottlieb said, well, you mentioned a 10-year-old. I don't know. What's that story?
A 10-year-old kid just lights up his school board. There's a video of it. We're going to play it for you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's a tease is what that is.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And then Dr. Scott Gottlieb said nobody's going to be wearing masks by
June.
June? That's in a couple weeks.
Or did he say the end of June? May he said the end of June.
I think in June is what he said.
Okay. 23rd of June. Yes.
But the whole state of California is going to make you wear your mask until June 15th, even if you're vaccinated. Okay. That's fine.
Right. So if your problem is it's a mishmash of contradictory and fragmentary information, that's absolutely correct.
It would seem to be.
All right, back to my screenwriting dilemma. Is this the sort of movie that just proceeds chronologically, then I get to the big theme at the end, and you go, oh, or should it be one of those movies where you kind of see the end and wonder how you got there?
I like that.
You do? Okay. A little more Tarantino. Here's the end. Most of the world is going to agree on the truth. But the misinformation by China in this case and the clouding of the waters will be thorough enough that they won't probably get what's coming to them. Okay? Here's the situation, and I read a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and I'll hit you with a couple of excerpts from it, but it's about the struggles of the developing world with COVID. Not just vaccinations and deaths and hospitalizations and the rest of it, which is horrific, by the way. For instance, Africa has a less than 0.5% vaccination rate at this point. Less than 0.5%. And no large enough amounts of vaccine coming anytime. So the whole health part of it in the third world is terrible and getting worse. It will be devastating. But the point of the Wall Street Journal article is that in the U.S., for instance, economists are forecasting a return to boom times, the roaring 20s. The dirty Chi-Coms economy expanded at an alleged 18.3% in the first quarter, but they lie constantly. The U.K. growing faster than any time since the end of World War II, partly, of course, because last year sucked. Across the developing world, people are largely, in the developed world, people are largely vaccinated. Across the developing world, unvaccinated. And the governments are going broke because of the downturn in the economy. So they don't have money to, you know, feed people, to subsidize farming, to treat little kids for malaria and all sorts of things. Kids are dying by the tens of thousands in the third world from stuff like measles and malaria that they had more or less under control because of the economic devastation. In Latin America, well over 100 million children are out of school. Many are unlikely to return, raising fears of a generation losing the benefits of education. The World Bank estimates up to 150 million people will be pushed into extreme poverty as a result of the COVID economic crunch. And the pandemic has led 34 million people to the brink of famine, a record 35% rise in a single year. There are surging food prices in the third world, already leading to demonstrations and riots from Colombia to Sudan. Then they get into India, where people are dying by the tens of thousands. Then from Nepal to Iran to Peru to Argentina, health systems are buckling as patients swamp hospitals amid shortages of beds and oxygen, crematoriums, et cetera, et cetera. It's grim. Grimm's fairy tale. So here's my point in bringing this up. It is increasingly clear, and Jack, fact check me on this if you like, China engaged in a massive, aggressive cover-up in the early days of the COVID. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. That's beyond dispute.
And there is almost never a cover-up where there is no crime.
I suppose that makes sense.
Unless somebody's trying to cover up something else. I mean, like, I can imagine, for instance, and I can imagine this. I'm not saying I believe it, but China, the COVID actually did just leap from bats and spread around, and they got the person-to-person thing wrong, but they were developing something really nasty off the books at that Wuhan Institute of Virology, and that's why they covered it up. That's possible. I don't think that. I think they had a lab accident at a notoriously lax level 4 lab. Supposed to be the safest. In our own State Department, I've told you this several times, forgive my repeating it, but our own State Department said, hey, these guys have terrible safety standards and they know it. They're complaining to us that their safety standards aren't being lived up to. So anyway, at this moment, Jack, you've called this the story of the century. Who will control the 21st century? Is it going to be the United States or China? Well, if China murders through negligence 100 million people, mostly in the very developing countries where they are seeking to hold sway, they lose the 21st century. Probably.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be a crime, but just, you know, they're just bad at it. They were just bad at it, but they covered
up. Yeah, negligence is criminal at a certain level.
But they just didn't want people to think they're bad at things because they're supposed to be great at everything, as you said, to try to win the 21st century and be the pole that you want to edge toward as other countries as opposed to the United States. Now, China's the up-and-coming power. They didn't want to look incompetent.
Look how efficient they are. They build bullet trains in a week and a half and bridges. Sometimes they fall down, but usually they don't.
And, you know, God dang it, it's amazing how often Trump figures into all this stuff for all kinds of different reasons. Because the damn media hated Trump so much, him blaming China, they had to go way the other direction and carry China's water in helping cover up the fact that China's to blame for this. Because, if you talk about it being China's fault, it's like you're a Trumpist.
Yeah, exactly.
So maddening.
The liberal mass media was so manipulated by Trump that anything he said, they would reject immediately, go the opposite, and they betrayed, really, their vows of truth and the interests of the American people.
God,
and the interests of people all over the globe.
You can hate Trump all day long, think he's the new Hitler. It still doesn't change the fact that China is responsible for this whole bat flu thing.
Right. Yeah. If Trump tells you it's hot in Georgia in the summertime, that doesn't mean it's cold in Georgia in the summertime, you idiots. Anyway, to get back to my thesis about why China is so brutally covering up the fact that they let COVID go out of their lab, the realpolitik kind of counterargument to my idea is that if every single man, woman, and child on the planet comes to realize that China murdered 100 million people through their incompetence and then their cover-up, because remember, if they had been immediately transparent, it would have saved a huge number of lives. What percentage of the people who died from COVID would have been saved if they had immediately come clean on every level?
Well, I know original reports were 95%. They could have reduced the damage monetarily and lives by 95%.
Well, I believe that to be true, but even if it were a fraction of that, they are clearly guilty of a horrendous sin. But here's the way politics actually works, especially third world politics. If every man, woman, and child on the planet comes to understand that, and China bribes the oligarchs in, say, you know, I don't know, Venezuela or something like that, Venezuela will be in the Chinese sphere of influence. That's just the way geopolitics works. So, but I would sure love to see people, number one, drop their anti-Trump mania because it makes an idiot of you and tell the truth. And we need to generally recognize what China has done to mankind.
Coming up, people are having to stack their guns on their other guns. They have so many guns, gun sales through the roof, through the ceiling in terms of everybody, of all people that like never considered owning guns in their lives have bought guns this year. It's the numbers are insane. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, this just in. Dow drops 400 points as Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies plummet.
Now,
I got to tell you.
Oh, there's blood in the crypto streets today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't have cryptocurrency, so I take joy in them going down. And that's childish. That's just a childish impulse by me. I shouldn't want anybody's stock to go down. That doesn't help me that goes down, but because I didn't get in on it and get rich.
It's petty.
It's not a good look.
Child.
No, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. It's a bad side of me. I'm sorry I showed you.
Take that, audience. People up thousands of percent. Eat that 20% dip in a day.
You bought it
Shut
100
up with
and
your perspective.
You bought it 100 bucks and it's now $37,000 and it went down to 36.5. Ha!
Let me check my index fund.
Oh, shit, now you can shut up. Turn off his mic.
That's hilarious.
And the 10-year-old lad who laid the wood to his hypocritical, crappy union-directed school board.
Awesome.
Love it.
This is what I want to hear. And, you know, I can't. There's no way for me to screen these for honesty. I'm just going to have to use the honor system. Tell me your cryptocurrency win story. You got in at what, and now it's worth what? I want to hear those stories.
Who wants that? No, nobody wants to hear that. What are you, crazy?
415-295-KFTC. 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Summer is almost here, and that means backyard grillouts. And no backyard grillout is complete without Omaha Steaks. Order the mouthwatering Let's Go Grill package today. Visit omahasteaks.com and enter keyword CHEER in the search bar to save over 45%. Plus, you'll get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free. That's almost 4 pounds of free burgers. To top it off, you'll also get $20 off on your first order. The Let's Go Grill package includes 4 butcher-cut filet mignons, 4 boneless pork chops, 1 pound of chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, and so much more. Here's to warmer days filled with fun family memories and epic backyard grillouts featuring the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the code CHEER in the search bar, and for a limited time, you'll get 12 free Omaha Steaks burgers, and on your first order, get $20 off at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword CHEER.
You've heard of one and done, but what about 100 and done? That's what Lexicon is for attorneys. $100 a month to be done with practice management headaches. Lexicon is a comprehensive software and services solution that helps transform law firms from top to bottom, giving lawyers the ability to focus more on law and less on practice management. We've spent more than a decade helping firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Let us do the same for you. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn more or request a demo.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explore the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wow, what are these groovy, hard-rocking sounds, Michael?
Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, this is Greta Van Fleet.
Yep.
Yeah. This is not overtly a Zeppelin ripoff. That's a good riff.
So we got some texts from people I trust because Bitcoin or cryptocurrency's down a bit today, and you know some people are trying to drink the tears of cryptocurrency investors.
I bought the dip.
Like I hate that expression.
Like, I so don't understand cryptocurrency. I mean, you can't even start with how little I understand it. Here's a headline I saw in the news yesterday. NVIDIA reduces the hash rate of upcoming graphic cards so they're less desirable to miners of cryptocurrencies. I don't understand hardly a word in I understand the and so. I don't understand any of the other words in that sentence.
I may have gone too far through the looking glass because I know exactly what they're talking about there.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So this person just texted me, and they're a long-time texter. I know they're legit. I put $500 into Bitcoin and Ethereum about 6.5 years ago. I forgot about it and recently remembered, and I tried to log into my account, and I don't know the password. There's probably $55,000 sitting in my account that cannot be accessed. There's absolutely no way to get them into my account, no way to reset passwords or talk to customer service. It's locked up forever.
Wow. Wow.
I can see myself doing that very, very easily.
Okay. Do we have more on this or... Because that would be fine, but if we're going to do the thing we said we're going to do, we got
to
do it now.
We'll get to more of these later. Did you do well in crypto?
Buy the dip! All right, stop it. So, 10-year-old lad, we don't fetishize children around here. Oh, the children, they know better. Ask the children. No, children are stupid, generally speaking. Well, they're about as smart as they're supposed to be, as children. But here's a 10-year-old.
You hate children who sing like adults.
I do. I absolutely hate that. What's the point? They'll sing like an adult when they're an adult. Being a couple of years early, what the hell does that mean? It's not like they're going to become some sort of adult super singer. They'll have super singing powers. No, they'll just sound like an adult still. Anyway, so this is a 10-year-old boy in Florida slamming his school board. This is so good. It's good because he makes sense. Clip 30 first, John.
I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in the car line. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water. She had her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me and all my friends very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. My mask also sticks to my face when it's really hot, and it makes it hard to breathe. I feel like I can't catch my breath, and that makes me feel claustrophobic and anxious. It's really stressful.
He goes on in the next clip, 31.
I finished taking all of my FSAs, and I had a hard time focusing with a mask on. A few weeks ago, I ran into my teacher outside of school. She didn't even recognize me, because she's never seen my face before. But I knew it was her because she sits at her desk a lot without a mask on. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered. But I'm not allowed a mask break like her. It seems unfair. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense. I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for.
Okay, this is so frustrating when this happens. We whip the show up in a hurry. No, nobody's bad, but my favorite parts of his speech are not in those clips for some reason. He pointed out that they're forcing the kids to wear their masks at recess when they run around outside, still, in spite of all the science, and that the gal outside who yells at them at recess for not having their masks on has her mask off. He pointed out the whole, don't take a drink of water until you're in your parents' car. Little kids who are practically impervious to the COVID, still at this point being yelled at by their teachers. And he asked his dad, is there a word for that? And his dad said, yeah, hypocrisy. So he learned the new word.
Hypocrisy.
That's right. Yeah, so by the way, after his remarks, the board voted 4-1 to keep masks mandatory indoors, outdoors, everywhere for the remaining 12 days of the school year, but it will relax them for summer school. Can you imagine the stupidity, the cowardice, the sheep-like behavior to continue to require kids to wear masks outside now?
Was there anybody to raise their hand there in the school board meeting and say there's not a single instance of a case being spread in the entire world in a year outside?
Well, in the interest of safety, we're going to keep the masks on.
Armstrong and Getty.
PassiveInvesting.com is a national private equity real estate firm acquiring institutional quality, cash-flowing, multifamily apartments in the Carolinas, Florida, and Texas. We have an offering available to invest right now in a newly built, ultra-modern apartment community in Orlando, Florida, with over 90% occupancy. Space is limited, and it is only available to independently verified accredited investors. Visit PassiveInvesting.com for more details on how you can join the Passive Investor Club today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden toured a Ford factory that's making electric vehicles, and afterwards, he finagled himself a ride in the brand new, not yet released, all-electric Ford F-150.
Now, I don't have it as a stopwatch, but I think if we're going 0 to 60 in about 4.4, I'm just going to step on it. I'll come off at 80 miles an hour. You'll see what it is, okay? Okay, here we go. You ready?
Wow, that is cool. Normally, the only electric-powered vehicle someone of his age is piloting is a Jazzy at the casino.
Wow.
Hey, now.
Wow, pure ageist shot.
A couple interesting things on electric cars yesterday. A study out of my local university, UC Davis, about a fifth of people who buy electric cars go back to gas cars after buying their first electric car, which is probably something
really?
That needs to be overcome if we're going to continue down that track. Also, the cost of these trucks is pretty high. And so are people going to pay that extra to have an electric vehicle? I still don't quite believe that, all this stuff isn't just smoke and mirrors to appease the government building these vehicles and having them on the lot and touting them.
Yeah. Well, it's following the letter of the law.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, one interesting and ironic sidelight to the truck test drive there was that the last thing that happened before he took off at 80 miles per hour is a reporter said, "Sir, can I ask you a question about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?" And he said, "No." And then he took off literally at 80 miles per hour to get away from the reporter. Somewhat ironic. Coming up, 225-pound Russian woman reportedly killed her husband with her buttocks.
Oh,
stay tuned.
Oh, boy. That's something. I can feel this is going to be a good segment.
Really?
Or I can feel it in my bones.
Yes.
Sean says either it's that or maybe it's going to rain. But one of the two things, either it's going to rain or this is going to be a good segment. Because we got started on this topic of, so today the Dow has dropped 400 points as Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies plummet. Okay. Plummet is a word that, you know, can mean different things to different people.
And get clicks.
Sure. So I threw it out there. Tell me your cryptocurrency story. First of all, I didn't know until you guys told me there are gazillions of different kinds of cryptocurrencies, and I could start one today if I wanted to. Well, I couldn't because I'm an idiot. But
you could hire someone to make you.
Theoretically,
a person of normal intelligence could.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I'm of normal intelligence, but of normal computer skills could.
I see. Yes.
So I didn't know that. And I got a number of stories here. Now, they're all pretty interesting in different ways. $10 invested in Bitcoin 3 years ago, now worth $27.50.
Well, so, could retire.
Yeah. I put my $1,400 of Biden bucks into Bitcoin and sold it when it was worth $1,300 in Biden bucks. Now that's what you call investing.
Well, he got $100 worth of excitement, right?
Their timing
like
didn't work
buying
out.
Buying a lottery ticket. Yeah. It's entertaining.
But here's a different end of it. I bought $10,000 worth of Dogecoin when it was at 0.0002 a share, sold it for $1.5 million. I moved out of the Bay Area. I'm in Pahrump, Nevada now, living in a trailer. So there you go.
If I make a score like that, I'm not ending up in a trailer in Pahrump.
Well, I mean, different strokes for different folks. See,
it might be a beautiful view or something like
that. I like the loner desert lifestyle, leave me alone lifestyle. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I hear that.
This is a good one. I bought Shibu Inu, the ticker on that is SHIB, in mid-March.
I think they just tricked you into saying something obscene.
No, so the mascot for Dogecoin was a Shibu Inu dog, right?
Okay.
So a derivative of that in the meme economy, right? All of a sudden, there were all sorts of other sort of dog coins, right? Because the reason why Dogecoin,
wow.
Right? So
you
so,
are so, see, I knew you were right about the meme economy, but there's so much more to it than I even understand.
Oh, yeah.
So Dogecoin has a mascot of a dog, takes off and does well. So other cryptocurrencies with dog mascots.
And then, hey, you know what people love? Cryptocurrencies that are about dogs.
Wow.
So in the popular Dogecoin, so we'll do the Shibu coin, kind of cribbing off of the popularity of the mascot of Dogecoin, and maybe we can, and so that was, yeah, that's enough.
Shitsu bucks are mine. I get that name.
That's so wild.
I mean, to move more like a dog.
There's never been a weirder gold rush in the history of human beings than we've got going on right now.
Beagle dollars.
Oh boy, I gotta get something pug related going. Anyway, so I bought Shibu Inu, which is a dog.
That is a type of dog, but it also was a coin was named after that.
Okay,
yeah.
But I bought it in mid-March. I was able to buy a little over $2.5 billion worth of the coins for $350.
Whatever that means.
No. So he bought 3 billion of these, right? So a lot of these things, they're not even penny stocks. You need to go so far on your calculator to where you get a non-zero to the right of the decimal when you get these coins.
So I bought a little over $2.5 billion of the coins for $350. It was a complete, let's wait and see what happens. What's the harm? Bet because of the dog meme coin thing going on.
This is a scholar who understands the meme economy.
He was betting on the meme economy, which I'm really starting to understand is a thing. And I need starting to read these better.
Yeah, but this is starting to make the Dutch tulip bubble look like a good bet.
The price of red tulips only go up, Joe. Go ahead, Jeff.
Sold at the almost all-time high of 0.0003447. Yes, that's 3.5 one-hundred-thousandths of 1 cent.
The all-time high.
I made $90,000.
Wow.
So its all-time high was 3.5 one-hundredths of a cent, but he still made 90 grand because he got in when it was so incredible. It was his paper-thinned nothing.
Somebody emailed us. Somebody emailed us saying, remember, if you keep your shares more than a year, it's long-term capital gains in a completely different tax situation than if you dump it in less than a year. But I tell you what, if it goes up 1,000%, I'll go ahead and take the hit from the government.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cashing out.
That is really interesting.
Coming up, 225-pound Russian woman kills husband with her buttocks.
Now, I've heard that. I keep getting this text. Have you guys tried putting a magnet on your vaccination site? The Walgreens? I go put a magnet on the Walgreens?
I mean, I think it was a brick building from what I remember.
Where they jabbed you.
So, no, I have not tried putting a magnet on my arm where I got my vaccination, but it did remind me. And so what, is there some internet meme, or does this actually work, or does it
stick
your arm?
Yeah, allegedly, that shows that they've chipped you.
I get it. Well, so I had a PET scan yesterday, just a routine thing to make sure my cancer hasn't come back, nothing to be concerned about. But I had a PET scan yesterday, and he asked me, he said, if you had the vaccine, I said, yeah, and he said, how recently? And I thought it was just kind of routine COVID questioning. And he said, which arm? And I said, well, okay, this arm. I said, why does that make a difference? He said, yeah, because if it's been recent enough, it will show up in the PET scan. And thought, that's kind of interesting, I guess. So
I saw a related story that with women, it was showing false positives and similar.
Mammograms.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. So that's interesting. What element of it?
I don't know that.
The government chip.
The 5G.
More on that after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe, award-winning home security, and it's engineered with the latest technology. It is great technology, but what really sets Simply Safe apart are its people. Highly trained experts, always there for you when you need them most.
Oh, I need Simply Safe. I need to order this. It comes to my home. I set it up myself in about 30 minutes because I'm going to need to protect myself when word gets out that I've got so much pug coin and it's worth billions of dollars at this point. You get the Simply Safe set up and you've got an alarm that goes off, and a person who cares is there for you with a phone call to make sure you're okay. Or when an emergency happens, a person who cares is there for you by getting fire and police responders to your front door right away. Or maybe you're just having a problem setting up your system, although it is quite easy and only takes 30 minutes. A person who cares is there for you with a friendly chat and a quick resolution to your installation problems.
U.S. News recently called Simply Safe the best home security of 2021. To learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect yourself, your family, your workshop, your guitars, whatever, visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize your system. Get a free securities camera. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. 60-day risk-free trial. Again, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
You know what's the greatest? I don't know how long this has been around. I only discovered it when I got cancer however many years ago. The heated blanket. Is that a new thing to hospitals? I had never, I was sick a fair amount as a kid, and I never got the heated blanket. But man, they always give you the heated blanket now, and that is the greatest, most comforting feeling in the world. They've got the big, like, oven, and they pull the blankets out of there and put them on you. Oh, that feels so good.
I was going to say, I'm familiar with electric blankets. I grew up with them in the upper Midwest in a rickety house that was cold as hell.
Yeah, they have, like, a special, looks like some sort of keeps blankets warm oven, and they got just endless blankets in there, and they keep putting these heated blankets on you, and it feels so good.
How do you order it? Rare? Well done? What do you...
I get the medium rare blanket, but, man, they put that over you, and you just feel it. Do anything you want to me. I feel so good right now.
Is it a chilly room for the PET scan? I know they keep it pretty cool, like for what's the loud one? MRI?
I don't remember.
Because I think I'd get all gamey and sweaty in there, but apparently not.
Gross.
Well, they're piling hot blankets on me in this scenario. I mean, I'd almost rather have a 225-pound Russian woman murder me with her buttocks.
Do you want to tell us this story now so you can get this off your plate?
There's not that much to it,
honestly.
Pretty
much the end of the story?
Well, the two had been drinking, you see. Authorities believe alcohol was involved.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, she decided to, her husband was too agitated and she would calm him down by sitting on his head.
That's a good idea. That's a good way to calm people down.
The daughter saw him pinned face down on the bed, ran to seek help from neighbors. Female neighbor arrived, said, it's a domestic dispute. It's none of my business, and left. Tatiana said she merely wanted to calm her husband down after the couple had been drinking. And she sat on his neck using her legs so he could not lift it, apparently, until he was deceased. So that is something.
That is a terrible story.
It is a terrible story. I'm not sure why New York Post needed to include the woman's weight specifically. They have it at 224 pounds. Sturdy gal. Russia's known for that.
Mm. Babushka.
Cold winters.
Oh, yeah. Cold famines, et cetera. You want a big, sturdy gal. Shame to hear that, though. Sorry I brought that up. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Coming up, how Facebook uses fact-checking to suppress scientific truth. I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but that's what they're doing. Got three Tesla/Elon Musk stories, like the FTC says, beware of fake Elon Musks. The FTC is warning us to beware of fake Elon Musk.
Doing what?
I don't know. We got all these things on the way. Text line, tell us your cryptocurrency story, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know that plastic mat under your office chair? It's the ugliest thing in your office, and it's uncomfortable to roll on. Throw it away, then order a glass chair mat by Vetraza. Hi, I'm George Pardo, president of Vetraza. We've been supplying high-quality, American-made glass chair mats for over a decade. They're made of super strong glass, strong enough to hold 1,000 pounds and never dent. So you'll glide on a smooth glass chair mat. It's beautiful and will completely transform the look of your office. Shop today at Vetraza.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is always free. Save 10% when you enter my name, George. You'll get a lifetime warranty because a Vetraza glass chair mat is a lifetime purchase. Shop at Vetraza.com. That's V as in Victor, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. And save 10% with code GEORGE.
He flew fighter jets in two wars and taught you how to drive a car. He fed everyone on the block but never shared his secret recipes. And every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Going through things kind of fast here. A bunch of things you probably ought to hear somewhere so you don't have to hear them on the schoolyard. New colorectal cancer screening guidelines are here. They now say you should get routine screening starting at 45, not 50. So if you're in that age range, you're not supposed to wait till you're 50 now. You're supposed to start at 45 to either get the camera up here or just the stool kit that they send you home with.
Yeah, I can't believe they don't have a blood test or an easy test that's widely distributed these days. But, you know, the colonoscopy, it's a pretty damn good test.
I've never done it.
Oh, you got to.
It's never been recommended to me. I've done the take-home kit.
Thing, I recommend you do it.
Yeah, the doctor always says this is good enough.
That's funny. Nobody's recommended the take-home kit to me.
Yeah.
It's not like colon cancer is a recent discovery. You'd think that'd be pretty uniform.
Yeah, doctor says, no, this is good enough.
Wow.
So, okay.
I'll be damned.
If I don't have to get a camera jabbed up me, I'll...
Oh, they don't jam it up you. They ease it up you after they buy you dinner.
I'm not going to try to argue them out of it.
Oh, please, please put it up me.
I had one other thing I wanted to say. What was it? It'll pop back into my head, I'm sure. Cop to driver. I followed you for about 2 miles and you were asleep the entire time. How's that possible? Guy was in a Tesla on autopilot and driving from Wisconsin to Chicago or something. And sheriff followed him for 2 miles, pulled him over, woke him up. How did he pull him over? How did he wake him up? I guess a siren woke him up.
Probably.
And then he told him that, hey, you were asleep. You were totally like this. You were laid down. Your eyes were completely closed.
Take him a nap.
And that is illegal. And I think this is going to be an ongoing problem. As long as you have autopilot in cars and it works as good as it's supposed to, people are going to doze off.
So what kind of blanket infraction did he charge him with? Inattention to conditions or something? Because you can't charge somebody with driving while sound asleep.
You wouldn't
or
think
can you,
could.
You now?
And here's another one of those stories. In Washington State, Tesla in autopilot mode crashes into a police SUV. If you're going to crash into somebody, maybe it saves you paperwork and time if you crash into the actual SUV.
Well, you don't have to wait for the cops to show up, for one thing.
Exactly. The man's Tesla Model S crashed into a police SUV that was parked on the shoulder with its emergency lights on. Deputy was responding to another collision. This is a great reminder that vehicles may have autopilot to assist, but it cannot be relied upon. Yeah, blah, 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 I understand. But if I keep hearing about autopilot and how it's going to take away all these truck driving jobs because it's so good, and I use it 50 times in a row and nothing has happened, people are going to sleep. They're going to do other things. It's just fantasy to pretend that people are going to continue to sit in their autopilot car and pay attention and not either sleep or scroll their phone or whatever. It's unrealistic.
Well, and the guy was doing fine till a cop disturbed him. He's getting some good shut-eye. Was having a great dream. It's fabulous.
Well, in that case, yes. And then another Tesla / Elon Musk story. The FTC is warning, beware of fake Elon Musks. Cryptocurrency scams involving fake Elon Musks have cost people a lot of real money. The FTC says crypto scams have surged along with the value of digital currencies. The FTC says that between October and March, it received more than 7,000 complaints about scams involving Bitcoin and other digital currencies, with the victims losing a total of more than $80 million. At least $2 million were lost to fraudsters who impersonated the Tesla CEO. Fraudsters have been finding victims online, dating platforms, all kinds of different places. I don't understand. It just sounds like a new version of an old scam.
Yeah, it's the playbook of the scam is typically, hey, this is a Twitter account that looks vaguely like Elon Musk's. I usually reply to his threads, so maybe you're confused. The first tweet from Elon is definitely real. And the second one, you're doing less diligence on checking the account. And I say, hey, if you send me a Bitcoin, I'll send you 2 Bitcoins tomorrow. And apparently people fall for that.
And dating sites?
And
Elon Musk wants to date me.
He probably doesn't. And now this, how Facebook uses fact-checking to suppress scientific truth. And they've got the story here of this Oregon high school runner, a girl, Maggie Williams, running an 800-meter race. And because in Oregon, kids have to wear masks for sports outside, which is just moronic.
It not makes supported you... by the science really ever.
No, not really. From the beginning, you are a moron making children wear masks for track meets. But anyway, this girl collapsed at the finish line. She and her coach blamed her collapse on a deficit of oxygen due to the mask that she'd been forced to wear by state officials. And the way this gets to Facebook is that stories saying that masks could be dangerous for exercising and everything like that have been suppressed on a lot of social media sites, including Facebook, because they run to the side of anti-masking. And because Facebook and Twitter and others have a way with their algorithms of squeezing out anything that's anti-mask, they squeezed out legit anti-mask information.
Right.
Stuff that would tell you, hey, making a kid run in a mask is not good for them. That didn't make it to people. So as we keep, we're being very generous, I think, but a lot of people who are making these stupid decisions, it's because they have bad information. They're siloed into, if you're only listening to NPR and watching MSNBC and on Facebook with your particular feed, you're not getting all the information, just like people on the right don't get all the information either.
Yeah, that is being fairly generous, because the people who pass those policies, I think it's fair for citizens to assume that if you are given the power to enact policies like that, to take away people's liberty or to affirmatively demand that they do something as ridiculous as wearing a mask during sports competition, I think it's safe to assume those people ought to be better informed.
Yeah, and all they'd have to do.
Because that decision is astonishingly stupid.
It is astonishingly stupid. God, I don't understand how there aren't more parents. Maybe there are more parents in the face of these people saying, look, there's not a single case in the world in the last year of this being transmitted outside. What are you freaking doing?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yes, that's the COVID saying. Catch me outside. How about that? You can't catch it outside.
Right. I wonder if that statement that you just made would get past Facebook censors.
That'd be something.
Yeah. I mean, can you even say there is not a single documented case of outdoor transmission of the COVID? Because there's not. I don't know.
I don't know. You got fake Elon Musks. Where does it end?
Collapse in high school girls.
Where does it
fat
end?
Fat Russian women murdering their husbands.
Oh.
What a world.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.